On behalf of Blue Ass Soul, I'd like to welcome y'all once again. It's your boy Ero. Sit back and enjoy yourself.
Well, I guess I'm just caught up in the newness.
In the newness, yeah.
But truth be told, I think she is the one.
No.
Even though
I know
it's just the newness.
Come on, I know
it's just the newness.
Come on, I know
it's just the newness.
Don't know what tomorrow holds,
no.
But I hope she's holding on from this point on, yeah. Ever since she signed on board, we've been going hard,
so hard.
Till like 8:45, now I'm at my 9 to 5, but never feeling so alive, yeah. I guess you can blame my brand new friend
since she entered in.
I've been holding her more than my pen,
and you know that's a lie.
First time I ever got writer's block. Okay, maybe not. Cause when we park, the pain just won't stop. No.
Well, I guess I'm just caught up in the newness.
Caught up in the newness again.
But truth be told, I think she is the one.
I think she's the one, yeah.
Even though I know it's just the newness.
Come on, I know
it's just the newness.
Come on, I know
it's just the newness.
We act like we're still 19. Every time we kiss, it's like a movie scene, yeah. Oh, from that Love Jones flick, you play me along.
That's you.
I play Lorenz Tate.
That's me.
You come downstairs with them legs. I'm making cheese, I'm less, girl. Okay, I digress, I'm just having fun. Serious love is so overdone. Yeah,
let's pick it up.
It's just fresh like the lotion that she just rubbed on.
Yeah.
I can smell it on my pillow when she's gone.
Yeah.
Be laying there like, man, come on. When you coming back,
well,
girl?
I guess I'm just caught up in the newness.
Caught up in the newness, yeah.
But truth be told, I think she is the one. Even though I know it's just the newness.
Come on, I know
it's just the newness.
Come on. Remember the first time you heard a hip-hop song? Or the first time you spent all night talking on the phone? Remember how that felt? When y'all kissed for the first time, when you wrote your first rhyme? Remember how that feel? Well, it's called the newness, but you already knew this. Don't hear me rhyme, but I just had to loop this. Man, it's the loving. She's sitting at the oven, making me some waffles. She's trying to get the title. More than likely, she'd probably be wifey. If she gotta have it, then hell, I'm Spike Lee. And I'm there nightly. I'm a midnight marauder. Matter of fact, got a text, just said to call her. If I had the money, man, I would just spoil her. So I give her kisses and treat her like the Mrs. Man. Take her out on the night town, do the running man. Get in play, do the bop, till all the music stop. Go off the IHOP, talk in the parking lot. Oh, here come the cops telling us to scram. Damn, I just grab her hand, let's go. Here we go, DMC and this little fan. And the band's in the van, we on the road again. And, oh man, I was about to finish up the story. Chick got me more whipped than Denzel and Glory. Brett called me up like, yo, your girl is on Maury. Huh? Guess it's for me. Guess it's for me. Guess it's for me. Till the newness
over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D,
Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep. I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
We're back. What's going on, peoples? I am your man, Big B. Welcome back to IDS and Deep Show for all of you new listeners. It's not hard to figure out. Glad to have you aboard. Glad to have you back with us. Glad to be back. Am I the only one that feels like it's been like 9 weeks since last week?
It feels kind of long. It does.
Yeah.
Really?
I agree.
It does feel kind of long.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels like it's been forever.
Oh, we miss each other, huh?
Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, either that or when you actually leave the confines of your house and enjoy life. Is,
True.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm your man, Big B. Riding with me today, as you heard in the introduction, I have my girl, the Thug Princess, True Baby.
Yo, what does it do, everyone? Good to be here.
I got my man, Mark Jock Wiley.
Hey, hey, let's do it.
And I have the Queen of Queens, the Queen of IDS, First Lady. That'll be Queen Neo.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show. Yay, you.
No doubt. How was everybody's weekend?
Good.
Yeah, man, it was pretty good, man. It was pretty good. I didn't do too much. Chill.
Yeah. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, no, I take that back. I did one thing.
Oh,
shit.
What'd you do? What was the one thing?
On Saturday, even
what was
though.
His name?
No, I didn't get a chance to do that. On Saturday, even though it rained, I went to Snallygaster.
Was this weekend?
Yep.
Oh, thanks for the answer.
Well, whatever. Anyway, so
now you know how it feels, B.
Touche, touche, nigga, touche. Well,
all,
we weren't gonna
make this. I invite y'all, so I don't even hear.
Okay. Anyway,
I've never invited you places.
I've never invited you places.
Hold on, time out. We do it because you know we want.
Oh yeah, I got invited.
Okay, you
a couple times.
I never invite you places.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, have you invited me places? Well, you don't
oh, my house.
Have you invited me, please?
I have.
All right.
One particular. This is back, man. Like,
just we gonna hold
important
on.
Moments.
We gonna hold on for that for how long? That
but you
was
asked
3 years
have
ago.
I invited you places. You
I said places.
You didn't
places.
You didn't ask for a time.
The question was places.
You didn't ask for a time, but I didn't know I couldn't go back.
The question was places.
Continue.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we narrowed out co-signers.
Anywho. So
anyway,
I went to Snallygaster. You're welcome.
That, you know,
and you're welcome.
I invited you
and we went
year.
To the yes. No, you didn't.
Yes.
Because Murphy and I were going.
Because Mustafa was playing.
But no, I
yes.
didn't. Please. Murphy used to live downstairs from the people who ran
Murphy.
It. So why would you
I don't give a damn.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna have this argument over whatever. Anywho. Anyway, so it's raining. And we kind of decided that the last minute, we were like, let's go ahead and go. So it was pouring, but still was a lot of people out there anyway. And then it stopped raining, and, you know, we're only there for maybe like 2 hours. So it was still fun. Still worth it. You know, when you go with a baby, you know, well, not a baby, but maybe like a two-year-old, she's getting all the attention.
Oh, yeah.
All of the attention.
They usually do.
Yeah. So good beers, though.
All right.
That was it.
I feel different about this weekend now.
Did it sound like this?
Hell and no.
No.
Oh, okay. I just needed an excuse to open up my beer.
Thank you.
Remember, she said there was beer being served there.
I didn't see any bull. I'm sorry. Because if I did, I would have gone up to the booth and I would have talked to them and would have been like, hey, you need to be a show sponsor.
That's right.
If I would have seen them. But okay. I don't even think, I don't know where they are.
They, right? Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I don't even know where they make that shit.
Okay. In Milwaukee.
Okay. All right. Well, anywho.
Her face.
It's the runoff from the Anheuser-Busch factory.
Right.
Right before the EPA gets to it. Can that shit before they get here.
Yeah.
We need just enough for this guy that lives in Maryland.
There you go. Just leave. Just enough. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Well, check it out. I had the pleasure of attending with my brother Big Lee and the 15WA EPMD concert this weekend. It was man hype. Yeah, it got interesting afterwards, to say the least.
I didn't even like that hard.
I think it was about between 5 and 7 Cadillac margaritas and 7 to 9 fireball shots.
I feel like you're lying. I feel like it had to be more.
No, I'm trying. But here, I think this, as I recall the night, this was in 1.5, 2 hours.
Mm. Wait, first of all, you got service that fast at the Howard Theater?
First of all, I figured out the method.
Okay.
Which was double up your orders.
Uh-huh.
Then, as things usually go, you know how when we hang out, you say hi to one person, next thing you know,
we're friends.
Oh, they just sent you these drinks.
Right. Like, everybody's friends.
Oh, my
Yay.
God. So, yeah. So, that went down. And, like, it ended with, like, a flurry of, like, people was like, they all sent these.
Oh.
I'm like, shit. All right. Take them to the NFL. Let's go. Anyway. So, yeah. Needs to say, passed out. mad shouts to the officer that gave me a break on that DWI.
Oh, see.
I didn't drive, but technically what I did, I could have still got it because I sat behind the wheel and passed out. Mm. Yeah. I woke up in front of my house with my keys on my lap. A 15-word assassin was in the backseat. He threw up all over himself and my vehicle.
I cannot believe you just put him out there like that.
He threw up all over my backseat. Do you think this wasn't going to get in?
Which car, though?
The Magnum. Then, as we were passed out, we didn't hear the tow truck come and tow his car away.
What? It was parked in the fire zone?
No, and it didn't have a sticker. So my neighbor woke us up because I was halfway out of the vehicle and made sure we were okay.
Really? Okay. Somebody tried to rob
so
them.
The funny thing about it is we kind of woke up and for a second we were like, oh man, it's kind of fucked up. All right. Well, your car got towed. All right. Well, let's get something to eat. Ugh. Wait a minute. Something's missing. We forgot to pick your son up.
Oh, Lord.
He had to go get his, retrieve his son. He was thoroughly cursed out for that.
Oh.
Then we went to go get the vehicle. And luckily, while we were waiting for the tow place to open, there was this dude, real nice guy, that did a car detailing service. So he was like, you know, I was like, shit, we got to wait an hour. You here. Here you go.
Okay.
Right, that Bama hooked the whip up.
What?
Shampoo the carpets. Steam cleaner, leathers, everything.
We had a little truck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doing it. So, man, shouts to that dude. Uh-huh. Troy, I think his name was. Wow.
Did he have a card?
Yeah, I got it. I got it up there. That was, and so I was actually, by that point, I was good. Raheem was still passed out.
Wow.
I was conducting all the business on trying to get his whip back and everything. And, you know.
You were. I'm glad you put him out there. So yeah, he's always that? He's always throwing other people under the bus. I'm glad you put him out there.
So yeah, so we got to whip out. I was going to come back, switch cars, and take him to old school, let him get to work on that. But as soon as I got home, them drops started falling. So I said, ain't no need for that. So yeah, that was my weekend.
Wait till I see him.
Oh my goodness. Whew. That was
Pukey McPuke Puker.
All right. How about that?
And yeah, like, you know what? The funny thing, he had on a fresh out the pack wife beater on, and it was just like, it was horrible. It's like, nigga, what was you eating?
Right.
Oh gosh,
it was bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was bad.
Wait till I see him.
So yeah, that was our weekend.
Cool.
Well, sound like you did some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, had a ball.
It definitely happened.
Had a bizzle.
It definitely all went down.
And all came out.
And at some point or another, you know, you do the old "I swear I ain't never going to drink."
Right.
Of course.
I actually didn't have that moment. Which is good. But I am going to save myself for next weekend. I'm going to restrain for 1 week. Let my endurance build up. But anyway, we got to get this show going. And for all our new listeners, this is a point in the show where we toss it to our man on the scene, the one fresh behind IDS sources. He brings you not necessarily the news. We call it Doc's Diagnosis, y'all.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. George Zimmerman is at it again, man. Apparently, this guy was just driving down the street. Okay, now, his name is Matthew Apperson. Okay, now when I first read it, his last name is spelled Apperson, right? So I thought he was just trying to be kind of anonymous, saying like a person, right? But I said, well, maybe that is his name. But anyway, so he was driving down the street and he was listening to some rap music. And you know how sometimes you get to listening to rap music and you throw your hands up and whatever. So apparently George Zimmerman was driving right beside him. And George thought he was saying fuck you or something. This is from the sources. Now, apparently George thought he was saying, you know, fuck you. So George rolled down his window. George was like, who the fuck you think you're talking to? You know, I kill you and all this and all this. Now check this out. So dude didn't really feed back into it, right? So dude drove to this store. And apparently George followed him, okay? So dude went inside the store. So George was still outside, waiting for him to come out or whatever. So dude was in there. He was like, what's his name? Matthew was in there. He was like, man, this guy outside, man. You know, I think it's George Zimmerman or so-and-so or whatever. And I think, you know, he's real hostile. I think he's going to do something to me when I get outside of the store or whatever, right? So whoever he was talking to, because the guy Matthew didn't have a cell phone at the time. Mm-hmm. So the guy that worked there or whatever, he called the police. You know, so by the time the police got there, you know, George was gone. All right. So dude went home. And a couple of days later, George showed up at his house. Mm. All right. So dude called the police.
Was it his house or his job?
One or the other. This is one of my quick stories. I didn't have time to proof. Well, either way, shit.
Either way, it's still spooky, but I mean, there is a difference.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, was it his job?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right. But anyway, you know, once the police got there, you know, George was still there. So the police questioned him. They talked to George and everything. But another thing, George had a gun on him. Mm. Okay. But I mean, why are you stalking this guy?
Right.
You know.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
First
pretty
of all,
much.
How did you even find out where he worked?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
well, from what I hear, his father's a judge. Maybe he's got some contacts or whatever. But anyway, you know, they found a gun in George's possession, but it was, you know, it was legal. It was on his name and everything. And by the way, Matt was white. You know, for those of you who were just assuming that it was.
Yeah. Well, no wonder. I mean, because he lived to tell the story.
Oh, wow. Well, you never know, though. But George was stopping him.
Didn't it also say that Matt could carry, he had a permit for a gun, too?
Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So.
He didn't read that far down.
Oh, okay. He hadn't got to that part yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's at the end of that story right there.
No.
Oh, you got something to add to?
No. I just said you didn't get that far.
All right. Moving on. Okay. Apparently, Jay-Z was, they still doing their, what, the On the Run tour or whatever. But he said some lyrics.
Bull Run tour. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He said some lyrics that he pretty much changed up from one of his rap joints. Okay. Now, according to Instagram videos or whatever, allegedly, Jay-Z said pregnant with another one instead of I replaced it with another one. So now everybody's saying that Beyonce is pregnant again and everything. I don't know. What y'all think? Or maybe he slipped, because Jay-Z is not known to slip up on lyrics.
He didn't. He did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He's well calculated.
Oh, okay. That's cool, though. Now, like, they need to have another one, though. You know, a little Blue Ivy.
I mean, she's
Blue
already expressed that she wanted to anyway. To have,
oh, that's what you do?
Big fan before.
Before
she's always.
Oh, I thought you said four.
Yeah, she ain't want to stop at Blue.
Okay.
What's the next one gonna be named?
Green Ivy.
Poison.
Okay. I don't know, but it's gonna be one of those wild, outlandish type of names. You know, I don't think it's gonna be anything normal.
Yeah.
You know. It's gonna be one of those names that no other child on the universe has.
But yeah. It'll be popular in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Everybody will be naming it.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that gotta send their children to work.
You know what? I wanna know how many, now that B said that, I was thinking about how many people did that since Blue been here. How many people named their child Blue, Ivy, or
Queenie
Blue or Ivy?
To Google.
At once.
All right. Undelay.
Release the hounds.
I don't know. While Nina's checking that, Floyd Mayweather, Saturday night. Now, I didn't see the fight, but he earned a cool $32 million. Mm. Okay, now, apparently that Sunday morning, him and his entourage, along with Jamie Foxx, they went to Hard Rock Cafe. Okay, well, they spent well over $25,000 in booze and chicken wings and shit. So apparently they had a good time.
Eight shots and 12 wings. $25,000. I mean, he couldn't read the check anyway.
Oh. All right, body blow.
Speaking of which, you know what?
Finish.
I got hit with the same move, though.
What's that?
I hit the same move.
Oh.
I don't know if I even want to talk about that right now. Go ahead.
Oh, Buffalo?
Nah.
Okay. Anyway, the lady that served him, her name was Nick Nugent. Okay. Now, she was the waitress, man. She was bringing them. I guess apparently he had a whole table of people and shit, man, ordering all this shit, man. And she's kind of pissed. And because Floyd and Jamie, they throwing all this money at these bras that's on stage twerking and shit, man. They just throwing money at her, even at them, but didn't even give her a tip, man, after spending all that money. Yeah, they ain't even tipped the waitress, man.
I wonder how many people were included.
Strippers got to tip the waitresses out anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask on a totally different topic. Neen and Drew.
Yes.
Not saying that you guys would ever do it, but if you all were strippers, would you be offended, like, if a dude, like, for real threw some money at you, like, while you was doing your
like
routine?
Like, where it hurt a little bit?
I mean, suppose that Bama threw, like, 20 grand But he threw that motherfucker.
Knocked me
like,
down?
Like,
I mean, he ain't keep it bundled up to where it would, like, seriously fuck you up. But he hit you to where when it hit you and exploded, you know, you felt it. You see that nigga threw it with some...
Damn. I mean, I would be mad as I'm picking up my money, but...
I mean,
would
that, you? I'm going to be popping it even harder. Right. But that's you, what I'm you could throw it in a knot next time.
Right between my butt cheeks.
Throw that much, I'll catch it.
But, hey, look, tell me something, though. That brings up a question I want to ask. Now, when they're throwing money at these women like this, right? Mm-hmm. Bam, just making it rain or whatever, throwing it. Mm-hmm. Now, are they picking it up as they dance? Or do they...
Some places. What?
Yeah.
Some places, the lower budget places, the chick will pick it up as they dance.
Okay.
Some places, they have, like, friends or something that comes on and kind of... gathers up all the money.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Keeps it out of their way type shit or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So it's different things, different routines for different places.
Cool. Now, do the ladies have to split it up with the owners or whatever? I guess that different
depends upon the place. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some people have to. It's like sort of like a barb shop. You got to pay your booth rent.
Gotcha.
Some places, you know, they look, you bringing them in here to drink. So, nah, you know. You don't gotta pay. But usually the dancers have to tip out the waitresses and the DJ.
Okay. Well, like a certain percentage or like one flat rate or whatever.
Well, being that education isn't at its highest, they just usually just break a piece on. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. It usually is supposed to be a set percentage. But
okay.
Those are where some of the best fights and strip joints are all over.
Right.
That's it. That's it. You made $2,000. You gave me $9 for real.
Right. Okay. Okay.
That's like 9%.
Okay.
All right. The worst.
But yeah, man, he could have smashed the broad off something though. I don't know, but maybe in Floyd's defense, maybe he was all caught up in the moment. And just throwing money and having a good time. Now, he didn't really, you know, think about, you know, tipping the broad anyway. But anyway, some of his bodyguards, man, they scooped up some of the money that Floyd had, you know, throwed the broads that were twerking. You know, there was some residue on the floor. So they scooped it up and gave it to the girl. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe after Floyd sees this here, after he reads it, well... Hey, Adrian Peterson. I'm pretty sure y'all know by now that they really going at my man for beating his little 4-year-old son. Now, they said it was a tree branch that he beat him with. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about y'all. But I've got beaten with switches, extension cords, ropes, and some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, me and my brother was used to that shit, you know. But now, you know, they're trying to say, you know, that he abused his son. And, you know, he's just saying, I don't know whether he's saying is that's the way he was brought up, you know. But he was saying, you know, I got beat, you know, I beat my son with a switch. Now, I don't know. I guess it depends on how thick the switch is, whether you can call it a branch or not.
Did you see the pictures?
I haven't seen the pictures yet.
They were pretty bad.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it was a branch.
You
could
switch.
Tell the difference.
I mean, I don't think it was a big, huge branch from the whelps. It probably was a switch, but either way, that baby was 4.
Yeah,
you couldn't pop that baby.
Yeah, that's my whole.
I mean, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Of you know, bruises and whelps on that baby's body.
People are not focusing on the fact that that child was 4. Now, if you was 13 and you happened to get those bruises, depending on the crime, but 4 years old, you only been here for 4 years. Right. It ain't shit that you did.
Right. I'm like, that could be chop that somebody's bad. Head off.
Exactly.
Did you stab somebody? Did
you
kill the cat? I mean,
right.
Even in still that.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
You 4.
Right.
Okay. So what kind of punishment do you think he deserved, Adrian Peterson?
Do you know, Adrian?
I don't think he needs to get jail time. Yeah. I don't believe that because I don't think you know, everybody's form of discipline is different, and it's and it depends on how they were raised. Now, my uncle used to make me put on a slip and go outside and pick my switch. You know, this day and age, it'll be looked at as in some type of perversion and possible molestation if somebody was to get wind that I actually put on a slip, because he didn't beat me naked. He wanted me to feel,
right,
you know, right, feel the hits. So, I mean, I don't even think that he should get any type of counseling. Now, if it's a history of it, then, okay, maybe he needs to get some type of anger management, whatever. But I just think that he was disciplining and he just went too far.
Okay.
This particular time. And does he have any other kids?
I heard seven.
Oh, you saying that, like, he got a rack old kids?
Like six other kids by six something different like mamas or something like that.
He has a, he seems to have a thing with having children with like strippers and shit like
ain't that,
that
the same one from a few years back? What happened? What happened? What was the situation?
I can't remember exactly what it was.
I know. Is that the child that came from it? I don't know if
it was child support or something.
Is that
something
the child that came from it?
Could be.
From what I hear, though, he's involved with all his children. You know, all his children's lives. You know, so I guess that's a good thing. So maybe he does need a little counseling or something after this, you know, after this little instance. Anyway, okay, he reads a statement, and he says, "My attorney has asked me not to discuss the facts, you know, pending on this case. I hope you can respect that request and help me honor it. I very much want to, you know, really make a public statement, but my attorney told me not to do that at this time. Nevertheless, I want everyone to understand how sorry I am and hurt, and that I hurt my, you know, thoughts, that I hurt my child." So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if, do you think he's going to be suspended after, you know, a couple of games?
He's reinstated today. He's fine.
He's already back.
He's good. Okay.
Pretty much. All right. Did anybody see Chris Carter, his reaction to it?
You know what? And I was doing something at the same time, and I caught bits and pieces of it live. No. Yeah. What I was doing was recuperating. I was in and out of consciousness. I was catching bits and pieces of it.
He was very passionate about, you know, what he had to say. And he was just pretty much like, you know, he grew up with his mom, single mom. They had seven kids, and she, you know, used to discipline them hard. And he was just like, you know, and I guess looking back on it, he was like, she's wrong. She was wrong for it. You know, so I guess the, you know, I'm not going to say it was abuse, but because I wasn't there. But I mean, whatever it was, he was very serious about it. And he was very like emotional, you know, so at some point seemed like he was flashing back.
Right.
But he was just like, I guess the Adrian Peterson thing, he was just saying what was wrong, you know, and, so if you guys haven't heard it, you should go listen to it. It was. I mean, and he said it in front of everybody. And everybody, what was really interesting to me, everybody that was sitting on the dais with him, they like stopped. And they were so focused on what he was saying.
Because they probably never knew.
Right. You know? Well, not only that, I think they probably never heard him, you know, react
speak
like
so
that.
Passionate about
yeah. Because he even threw in a little bit of Ray Rice, too. So. That he was just like, yeah, I'm glad they.
Did he start swinging?
I don't think his flashbacks were like that.
But you know what though? Even after I told you guys that I've been whipped with extension cords and ropes and shit like that, it was warranted.
It was warranted. Yeah.
It was warranted. It was, and at the time, you know, as a little kid, you'd be like, damn. You know how you know when you get in a whip, you're like, yeah. I hope she died. Right. You should have did that shit. You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying.
Right. I got you.
But as you get older, you be like, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, some people were saying the same thing on Facebook, you know, that it was like, I did and I understand, you know.
And not to cut you off, but to be honest with you, had that not happened, okay, because belts, we were used to that shit. You know, we were crying.
See, y'all was bad. If you get any time a kid get used to a belt,
Yeah. Well, it depends on what kind of belt now. Because my father had one of them jumps that really hurt. But like my mother and my grandmother and them, they hit you with the belt, but you would make the noise like it really hurt. Mm-hmm. It don't really hurt. And those type of whippings, we took them. Mm-hmm. But you know, shit, go back out and do the same thing. That's when, you know, the elevation, the level of whippings, you know,
the usage of the item.
Pretty much, there you go. And that's once that happens, you be like, fuck. I mean, when you feel that shit for 3 or 4 days afterwards,
right?
You, I ain't doing this shit no more.
Well, I mean, like I said, that was some people on Facebook. That was their whole thing too. They were like, "No, we deserve what the hell we got."
Yeah.
Like, I'm still like,
it
damn.
Was different though. It just feels like it was different. Like, parents back then had a different mindset, you know what I'm saying, to me.
Not too far from slavery?
No. I'm not saying as far as that, as far as what they wanted for their kids. This day and age, it's like, you just whipping and beating ass just because that's what it was done to you.
Now, I think
so. I'm going to do it to my kid. I got my ass whooped. I got my ass whooped a few times, but my child, I may have spanked her like maybe twice. She's nine. She's not a bad kid. And it was a reason why I did it. And she deserved it at that time. But I don't believe that you have to string your child up type deal and have them hopping all over the damn house because you want to beat them with an item that you know it's going to hurt them. And then that mixed with your anger is a bad combination.
Right.
And that's what Adrian Peterson, obviously, he was irritated. He was upset or whatever because it showed.
I know. I'm like, he still was four.
Right. Exactly.
I have a question for you guys. Like, so when you had to, you know, as hard as it may have been, when you had to discipline or spank your child, did you actually explain to them before or after, hey, this is why this happened?
Afterwards.
So you explained to them.
I explained to her afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The I love you, but ...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I let her also know that this is not going to be your form of punishment with everything that you do. Don't think that you're supposed to get beat and be scared to tell me things or what have you because you think you're going to get beat. But it's certain things that I just will not tolerate. You know what I'm saying? Blatantly lying is one of them. And depending on it, it's going to get your ass whooped. Mm-hmm. But other things I know, you know, hurts my child. If you take away paper and pencil for her leisure to play and doodle, she would be heartbroken. I mean, like, it would be the end of the world. So it's things like that I can to really make her see, okay, I shouldn't be playing with mommy like that, you know? So, I whooping, spankings, I got them. But it's a fine line these days because these kids got rights now. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing for a kid to call the abuse line saying that they
don't let them show up to school with a big bruise or something.
Yeah.
You know, swollen eyes.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let them.
Yeah.
But you know what, too, though? You know, to be honest now, to the point,
hey, Mark,
I've never really
want,
had
you want,
a BK.
You want Kayla to spend the night over here? You want to just let Kayla spend the night over here?
He's like, wait, what?
Wait, right. Yeah. He didn't hear what he just said.
Right. When you listen to this back,
you'll get what he's talking about.
Okay.
Right. He's go ahead, babe.
Okay. But I've never had to beat Kayla. I never had to beat her. All I had to do was raise my voice or give her a look or whatever. But she's never really done anything, you know, to provoke a good ass whooping either, you know. And then I pretty much leave that to LaShawn, you know, because LaShawn, she's the disciplinary when it comes to Kayla.
Has she ever spanked?
Not that I know of. Now, I've heard her threaten her. Now, I'm not in the house all the time. Except when I'm at work. But I've never heard it. I've never heard it.
Sorry, that's a lot.
But yeah.
So since you've never had to whip her then, or give her a spanking, then so I guess my question, you're not able to answer.
No, that's why.
Yeah.
I said
it. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're not able to.
But I'm not saying it won't happen.
No doubt.
You know. But like I said, she's never done anything to warrant.
It ain't happen. That's fine. Y'all ain't gonna do it.
B.
See, how old is she?
She'll be 9 in November.
Man, you ain't gonna do it.
Okay.
No, because the reason why I said that is because I know I stopped getting whippings at 11 when I was 11 years old. It ended there because it was a transition. I was about to be a preteen, and I think it was 11 or 12. 11 was like
you
I
tried
last.
Your hand, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like they say, I'm going to start beating you at 11, 12. But you just got to think about it. It's like, if your kid ain't doing anything that bad, there's no need for you to do that. When they're young, you're supposed to put some fire in their ass at some point. Mm-hmm. You can't let them get away with just being able to say anything or do anything just because it's the sign of the times. And I don't believe in that shit. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to do it. If you blatantly lie, and it's a blatant lie, and they could have put me in a position of being, I don't know, questioned or whatever, you know, as far as my parenting is concerned, yeah, I'm going to get in that ass. But other than that, at a certain age, if she ain't got a whipping now, and she hasn't done anything to get a whipping, she ain't going to get one. She ain't going to ever get one. I'm talking about Kay. She ain't going to ever get one. Okay.
I've done both with Tony. He's gotten whoopings to where I talked before, talked after, didn't talk at all. And to be honest with you, I've been in a situation where I lost control, beat him, and then just dropped the belt and just took it to his body with the fist. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've done both. I mean, he was in high school at that point, though, you know. Actually, you know what I do with Kayla now? I don't talk to her. I let her talk to me. And when I get to the point where the beating has to happen, I let her explain to me why it's going to happen. Because I want to make sure. Because one thing I remember when I was a kid, when my mom stood over me with that rope, I'm not thinking clearly. I'm thinking of how I'm about to die. You know what I'm saying? And even till now, like, I can go upstairs right now and change my clothes, and she'll hear my belt come off, and she'll peep around the corner like, oh, you know. So she know that, but that belt noise, that, you know.
But you don't, you don't really whip her or give her spankings, though, right?
When they're needed, yes.
Yeah, because I know you don't. Really
I don't
like
do,
to do that
often.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You don't
know,
really.
It really crushes me to have to do it, but when it has to happen, like I said, you know, I let her run down the laundry list of how we got to this point. And it works because she knows to keep that laundry list very short. You know what I'm saying? And she kind of knows how to, okay, I got 3 on the list. Let me kind of wipe this board clear. Let me get this room clean. Let me whatever. So that's what's up. Well, either way, I think I don't know who Minnesota playing next week, but I think AP gonna run all over their ass next week.
I ain't got some frustrations to get off.
Frustrations, fresh legs.
Oh, he the one who somebody died. Mm-hmm. Who died? Somebody was found dead, or somebody died. It was a baby. It was something.
No, we talking about the same person just whooped his child.
Yeah, no. a couple years ago.
Wait a minute, is that the dude who? Who had a kid that this guy was dating his ex?
Yeah,
and he beat the kid to death. I think
to Google.
That was Adrian Peterson.
I want to say she's right.
Might be.
Yeah, I want to say she's right.
She's Googling now.
Oh well, okay. Right. Oh, and while she's doing that, and I didn't find anything on Beyonce and Blue Ivy, but. For some reason, who knows what list it was, Blue Ivy was put on the worst name list, of course, you know, a couple of years ago. So, but I still think it'll happen.
This was last October. Remember the son? The son died by the hands of the guy, the boyfriend.
Right.
And he wasn't sure if that was his son or it was something. Uh-huh. Something like that. He was trying to say, I guess it wasn't his son or.
Yeah.
something, but it was in the new year. So okay. I remember his thing. Yeah. I was like, Adrian, he in the news again? Like, but I didn't realize it was just last year.
Yeah.
Just
the end of he had nothing to do with it, but still.
Right, but it was just something, right.
Still weird.
But you know what,
weird link.
Now that you brought that up, that's the kind of put another shade over this again. Like, you just had a child die from getting beat to death. You don't want to be a little bit more cautious with what you do. I don't know.
I mean, you might want to be a little bit more cautious with what you do because you having all these random ass babies.
Stir it all up.
Or wrap it up.
she's going back again.
Stay at a strip club.
She might be Ryan.
Keep him there.
Okay.
Zoinks.
Well, all right. That pretty much concludes my diagnosis. Unless Drew wants to recap the strap and the switches chip.
Shut up.
Okay. Stay tuned, y'all. We got some hot topics and more coming up.
Girl Queenie, and I have a questiones for the crew. All right, thinking of preachers of LA, do you think pastors, preachers, ministers should be allowed to date? If so, should there be limitations, i.e. drinking, staying out late? What do you think?
Me, pastors, they're human before they're anything else, and unless it's not of the faiths that forbid, you know, marriage or dating, and you know, I feel like that they should. Now, as far as how late they stay out, that's their business. But as far as drinking is concerned, there's a limit. In the Bible, it does point out that gluttony is a sin. So that means too much of anything is not good for you. So if you have a drink, it's okay. But you have to know that you can't be lushing at the bar. And like, this pastor so-and-so. I mean, I believe in you have wine or you know, something with your plate. You know, but as far as like y'all going to the bar and all that. Nice wine or nice Chianti with your meal, that's fine. But as far as it's like, you know, you don't want to like have a whole bottle of bubbly, take her back to the crib, finish the night there.
Why not?
Because I mean, he tells us that we are not to fornicate and things like that. So you have to lead by an example, right? I would think so. It's like a teacher telling you, you know, don't curse, don't smoke, don't do this, and you see her outside by the tree.
I'm grown though.
I understand that, but you have to practice what you preach. Don't preach nothing that you ain't practicing. Simple as that.
Well, I don't know. That can go both
ways. Did you ever hang up?
Yeah, that's. I thought you did. She's that's why.
No, I was doing the A at the bar.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. You know, you got to practice what you preach and everything. But most of the preachers that I've known in my lifetime were married. You know. But I guess if you're a single preacher or pastor or whatever, of course you have to
you know, put on a, you know, you got to lead by example.
Okay.
But as far as the drinking goes, I mean, if I don't know. Is it a sin to be a preacher or a pastor? And, you know, I'm not saying get fallout drunk, but, you know, have a couple of glasses of Cavazio or Remy or whatever. You know, hey, the monks make it, right? Don't they? No.
Cavazio.
Oh, I don't know. I know they make something. But I don't know. I mean, you're single. You know, but like I said, as long as you don't get fallout drunk, you know, and keep it respectable, I think it's all right. I think, yeah.
For me, I actually wouldn't mind if they were more outwardly real about themselves. Because to me, that's one of the biggest issues that I have, is that, you know, so many of them put on the role that they just so perfect, and they just so, right, they've never done anything wrong in their life, and they never indulged, and they never whatever. And then they're found out to be frauds. And where you left there with, you know, your belief and your guidance and all of that. Keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, as long as you're not out there lushing and you whatever, you know, making a public nuisance of yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if there's a preacher or whatever that's dating, and within his dating life, you know, he's experiencing the ups and downs and pitfalls of dating, I can understand where you can put what you're going through, you know, and relate them to sort of biblical terms or whatever, and deliver to me, and maybe help me watch out for some of the things that you're going through, and maybe give me a better mind frame of how to address some of those things. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, you know, you walk around with white gloves and they come home perfect because you're perfect as you walk on water and air and all that shit.
Hey, you know what? I remember I had to be, I want to say like 7 or 8 years old. And at the time, we usually go and stay with my great-grandparents on the weekend or whatever. Okay, now, my great-grandfather, he wasn't like a real churchgoer, you know, but my great-grandmother was. Okay, and you know, back in the day, how the preachers or the reverends or whatever, they'd come visit the sick and shut in or whatever, you know, visit people's houses and stuff, right? So one day, the preacher was coming to, you know, my grandparents' house, okay? And you can see him from where my grandmother sat in the chair all the time at the window. You can see everybody coming up the sidewalk, just coming into the buildings. And my grandfather, my great-grandfather, I'm not going to keep saying great because I ain't got time to say all that. My grandfather was sitting in the chair, and he had this bottle. I don't know what the fuck it was, but he had this bottle, and it's glad. It was liquor. It was liquor. So and she was like, Isaac, put the liquor away. The preacher's on the way up here. My grandfather was like, hold up. This is my house. You know what I'm saying? If he wants something, he can have some. If not, he ain't got to drink it. And I swear to God, the preacher came right in there, right? The preacher came right in there, and my grandfather, you know, shook his hand and everything. You know, he's like, how you doing, so-and-so? And he was talking to my grandmother. And before he left, why he take a little shot? My grandfather offered it to him.
Right.
He was like, yeah, you know, I'd take a little shot or whatever. I mean, it was like that.
But, I mean, to me, that's to me, in a sense, that's almost like breaking bread. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I had a situation when I was married. And, you know, her parents were the type that, you know, I was, you know, born, you know, immaculate conception and the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? And I've never done wrong and, you know, everything. And it was so funny because the pastor of the church, you know, there was a situation where they were upset about the way I handled something or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, at a service one night, he had pulled me outside and, you know, he was talking to me about whatever the situation was. And I'm gonna be honest with you. As I walked out there, I was like, man, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to be lectured to. I just don't feel like hearing this right now. But you know, he hit me with some real shit. He was like, man, listen, you know, life is life. And he was like telling me stories, like, you know, like the day his daughter was born, you know, and he wasn't ready. He didn't know how he was going to support her financially, blah, blah, blah. And he said the whole time while his wife was in there giving, you know, in labor, he was out in the parking lot getting tore down. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And so I was able to relate to him at that point to see that, okay, you a real person with real problems, but you have the knowledge of a better way to handle this and a better path to walk. So I'm more apt to listen to someone that can say, this is where I fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And on a way personal level, Mark, you remember Jeff Wallace?
Okay.
And, you know, Jeff did a bid or what
right,
have
right,
you.
Right,
it was sort of the same situation. You know what I'm saying? Jeff used to be drugs. Jeff did a thing for murder. You know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect, you know, with the time that he and I had worked together for 6 months.
Okay.
You know, without even knowing, he the whole time just hanging and talking and shooting shit, he was ministering to me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And okay. I received that word and took it in better than that, let me put on this clean robe and, right. and all that bullshit that they tried to deliver.
Right.
I don't receive that.
Okay.
But and it's funny because I had to text Jeff like when he left.
Mm-hmm.
It like sunk in like weeks later. Like, whoa, wait a minute. You know that dude just delivered the word to me.
Right.
Rapping to me like we the boys that we were.
Okay.
So
okay.
I respect him and I respect that word and I respect what he had to say because he was real about it. He related to his situation with his murder charge. He related it to the situations in jail, everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, that could be another thing, too. Like, a lot of the younger preachers that's coming up right now, you know, just like in the gospel music and everything, how they try to kind of mix gospel with rap or go-go or whatever, you know, captures the audience, especially the young people. You know, now, of course the older people are used to that. And the Lord said, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And why the younger people are pretty much falling asleep. Okay. But, I mean, if you can get somebody that could really, you know, break down to you what's happening in their lives, and you can really, you know, relate to it, you know, in the language or the music or whatever it is, you know, it's a beautiful thing. I think you can get the word better that way. I think, anyway.
I'm going to have to say I concur with what you guys said. So I really don't have to say much on this topic because, I mean, of course, dating, you know, you're trying to find someone. That's why people date, you know, trying to find a husband or a wife. So I definitely don't mind them dating. But I agree with you guys where you said there should be limitations where it's like you don't want to get out there and be like, yeah, party, I'm at the bar.
Right,
at, you know, whatever club. I'm at the park hanging mm-hmm. out with everybody. Like, I don't know if I, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest, and I think we've all talked about our own individual spirituality. I'm not a member of a church right now, but I don't want to go to the park, which is a club in DC for those are not from the DMV, and see my pastor or preacher at the park like throwing back shots. Like, I don't want to see that.
Right.
Suppose he was there not throwing back shots and he was just kind of there, just kind of
maybe there's an event.
Maybe
there was an event, sure. Or if he was there eating dinner, because you can eat dinner there too.
Suppose he was just there just chilling, but he wasn't drinking.
Mm. I couldn't see that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be Judgy McJudgerson, but I don't want to see my pastor or my preacher at a club.
So club will probably be a little bit too
for
far
me. For yes, you. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, but like I said though, if he was downstairs maybe eating dinner, because they do have good food at the park. So if he was downstairs eating dinner,
I still haven't been.
And you know, you ain't missing nothing. then I don't think I would have a problem with that. Or if I was out and I happened to see him at, you know, somewhere else, like let's say the W, and he was at the W having drinks, you know, and it was like maybe a glass of wine or something. Like I wouldn't have a problem with the W because it's like a lounge. I don't know. I think club, I think crazy, off the hook, potential for fights, you know, just, you know, a whole bunch of shit going off, you know what I mean? And but a lounge, I think, is a little more chill. You know, if he had a glass of wine, maybe he was with his date or something like that. Or maybe just hanging with his friends, I guess, or his other pastor friends. I don't know. Because, I mean, I did go to a church where it was some, it was some shady shit happening in that church.
That's apples in a barrel.
I mean just saying.
But, so. Okay, so, and I'm about to go far left with this. So, you get dressed Saturday night. It's time to party, time to get down with your girls. And you walk up into park. Mm-hmm. And you see your pastor at the bar. And, you know, he has a glass or, you know, something, you know, whatever, scotch, neat, whatever, mm-hmm. in front of him. And, you know, you kind of walk over like, hey, whatever. And, you know, he says to you, hey, how you doing, whatever. You know, I got a call or whatever. Brother B was going through some stuff and, you know, talking sort of, you know, got people worried that he might do something reckless or whatever. And they told me he was down here and, you know, I'm down here trying to rap to him, get his head straight. Mm-hmm. Is it the same feeling?
Yeah, because, I mean, you couldn't meet downstairs in the restaurant part or you couldn't
He's coming there for me.
No, I get it.
And I'm at the bar.
Right.
And from the information he got, he has to come to where I'm at.
Right, and I got that. So he can't get there and then maybe escort you to a different location where you can actually have a conversation. Because, I mean, you know, if you're in a club, you can't have a real conversation with anybody in a club anyway.
True.
So it's like, you know, if he did get there and he saw you and you guys went downstairs and, like, I happened to walk in the downstairs and I saw y'all sitting downstairs.
Right. But, you know, I mean, life is real, so.
Well, I mean, I'm telling like I said, you, I'm if, telling if, you if, what I think about it. I'm like, right. I still would be like, wow, you know, I would think it's cool that he went down there because, you know, maybe that's not a spot that he's comfortable with. Exactly. So I would still think it was cool that he went to you.
Right.
But at the same time, and I wouldn't even care about the scotch. It was more like, you know, why are you up at the bar, you know?
Because that's where I'm at, contemplating right. these thoughts that someone right. has just delivered to him.
But he could still take you and be like,
you can offer it, and I might say, hell no, leave me alone.
Well, if you gonna say hell no, nah, leave me alone, then what would be the purpose? Leave.
He
no,
might but need I'm to saying still sit there and rap to me.
Okay, but then I don't know. I still don't need to see a pastor at the bar. Right. I mean, especially, you know, if he was sitting there, you know, and he said, "Come on, like, come downstairs with me and let's talk," and you were like, "Nah, I want to stay up here."
But there's still the bar.
Right. There's still places in there that he could pull you to the side. Well, hey, I can't hear you. I'd really like to talk to you. Yeah, let's
I mean,
go.
Oh, that sounds stand great. I mean, and that would be the ideal situation, but you know, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I was the pastor in that case, and you know, I got word that you had an issue with it, I would bring it up Sunday morning in front of everybody, and let everybody know. If you got a problem with me, you know, putting my reputation on the line to save someone in my congregation. Mm-hmm. We probably in the wrong place anyway.
And that's why I'm no longer a member of that church.
You know? Yeah, what would be the reason of putting him on blast like that?
Right.
Well, clearly somebody put him, like I said, if you listen to the story I told, mm-hmm. someone informed the pastor what's going on.
No, she means the next day, why put that person on blast?
Why would you put that person that has an issue with you on blast?
Why not?
What for?
Why not?
But why?
But why? Why?
To get a resolution to it.
Well, why would
because
you
first of all, let's not act like churches ain't what they are. Where everybody like, you know, you heard pastor was there, and then next thing you know, by the time we get to the front pew, oh yeah, you know, pastor was at the bar with his shirt off, fucking three bitches, da 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 da.
But wait a
minute.
So
let's put an end to it right now. Let's not have secrets that out.
So you
put it out.
You'll put that person on blast, or you'll put
something because you heard what I said was if anyone had an issue with it.
Mm, no, you said the person.
The person, yeah. So
that's why I thought you were saying like you would be like, well, I saw Sister Neen at
and if she got a problem, like I'm thinking you gonna come for her in front of everybody.
No,
okay,
no.
Because I'm like, holy moly, pastor. That does not sound
my pearls.
You know what I'm saying? That does not sound holy. All right. Well, keeping in the theme, I got one more question for you guys. So keeping in the theme of dating. Okay. If you were going out on a date, would you rather your date pick the place or you pick the place?
Is he a pastor? Because I'll pick it.
He could be. He could be. Or she.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? If
we know
I probably,
if you were single.
I probably would let if I was single, I probably would let her pick the place. Now, if I've been there before and I didn't agree to it, I'd be like, you know, but if she's real adamant about it, I probably, you know, let her pick the place. Depending on how expensive it was.
Then why let her pick it?
Well, okay, I'm gonna tell you like this. If I knew at the end of the night I was gonna get my man, and I spent a little more than I thought I was gonna spend, we would go there. Knowing that. What? No, I'm just saying that's how, you know, I'm telling you, males think like that. I don't mind spending money if at the end of the night, well, you know, it's gonna be a happy ending.
You don't know if it's gonna be a happy ending.
Well, if I don't, then hey.
Then you gonna tell her to regurgitate all that shit you bought?
Right.
Nah, I'm gonna say we ain't going there.
I want all that shit back.
I'm gonna say I've been there before. I don't like that. Let's go here. You just make sure you do that or that way.
Oh, no.
Turn that fan on that way.
I mean, we it's a lot of places that me and mine ain't been to. So, I mean, depending on how we feeling, what we feeling like. If I know of a spot, I pick it. If he know of a spot, he'll pick it.
Okay, well, what if it was in the beginning and you guys were dating?
I mean, that's what it was. I was picking the spots because, like I said, both of us, it's neither here nor there for that particular person for him. So it's like, okay, well, we'll try it. Can't hurt but try it once. Out of everywhere that we've been going, it's only one spot that we both collectively do not like at all. And that's Bond 45. We were just like, let's try it down at the harbor. It's awful. Awful. It's not great at all. I don't even know why it's down there. Yeah.
Maybe it won't be for long.
Right.
Tall one.
Look, if you guys have proper conversations, you guys should both be able to bounce ideas off each other. I don't care. Teach me something new. If you know some hot shit I ain't hip to, teach me something new. And if I, you know, that could be kind of fun. Like, okay, I see your spot, and then next week I'm going to take it into my spot, and, you know, we'll see how it goes, whatever. Let me ask you this. If you pick the spot, and when y'all pull up, dude was like, and this is more like a first date scenario. And when y'all pull up, dude was like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Before we even go on it, it's not in my budget.
I would respect that.
I would respect the shit out of that. And if I'm in that you know, position, I'm sorry. If I'm in that position to put it, I'm a surprise and be like, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Let me ask you something. Both of y'all quickly said that y'all would respect that. What do you think the percentage of women that would agree with you is? Honestly,
it's probably not that high. I mean, especially if it's a first date. But I mean, you know, what do you think, TP?
It may or may not. I don't know. It may or may not. I don't want to say that it's not a high percentage. I just think that men just automatically assume that the first date women are, I mean, we're expecting you to pay, but if something like that should happen, which I don't think has been tested, you know, as far as a man saying, look, this is really not my budget. A lot of men don't do that. So you wouldn't know what the female is going to be like. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, you know what, baby, don't worry about it. We can either try somewhere else or I got it. You know what I'm saying? But men don't. Some men are prideful, and this is a first date, and you want to make a great impression. So you're going to whatever it needs to be done to impress her, you'll do it, whether it's tapping into something that you're supposed to pay for or what have you. She's not going to ever know that it wasn't in your budget. Mm-hmm. But if you, I feel like, I'm sorry, if you, that's when I feel like when people bring their representative, you know, to the forefront. If you're real from the jump, like that's some real stuff. If he tells me that he can't pay it, then I don't have this false sense of we do shit like this. We're gonna go to expensive restaurants all the time. Then all of a sudden, when it like cuts off, it's like, wait a minute, we was doing this in the beginning. Why am I getting Famous Days? By the way, I love Famous Days. But why am I getting Famous Days when we were, you know, eating whatever names from high class restaurant? You know, so men don't do that.
And you touched on a good point. You need to nip that shit in the bud from the gate.
Early.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just let her know. Look, you see Jaguars and Bentleys and shit out there. I can't do it.
You stupid.
I'm serious. I'm serious. I mean, you know, she just brought up the restaurant. And when we pulled up in the parking lot, you see these kind of cars parked out there. I can tell you right now.
I feel like you need to use your smartphone and Google with the restaurant see, right before you.
And that's why I think that you should select the restaurant, especially if it's a first date.
Right.
Because you know what your pockets look like.
Right.
And then you don't have to pull up outside and feel like, ooh, damn, not there. Ooh, I don't have Morton's or right Ruth Chris money tonight. Ooh. Right. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Famous Dave's.
Right.
And again, ain't nothing wrong with Famous Dave's.
Ain't shit wrong with Famous Dave's. That's our spot.
Right. So, I mean, you know what I mean? So that's why I think, especially a first date, that, you know, whomever the guy should choose and say, you know, I'd like to go here. Is this okay with you? And you're like, cool. Okay. You know.
Right. Because that's just setting a precedence.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can afford it just that one night. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
She's going to expect that shit.
She possibly can expect, depending on the woman.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Or if you just say, look, well, I can do this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're going to have to, you know, bring it down a couple of levels if we're going to do it. Well, and then again, it depends on how often y'all plan on going out.
Right. See, you but know, it goes back like to being me. Goes back to being honest, though. Yeah, that I think somebody would respect that honesty. But I still think, and I think that's a great question. If anybody wants to chime in, send an email to ndeepshow@yahoo.com. Ladies, if you think, what do you think the percentage is of women that if the guy pulled up in front of a restaurant that he just couldn't afford, like, how would you feel about that? Like, do you think it's a high percentage of women that would be like, oh, hell no? Do you think it's a low percentage of women that would be like, oh, baby, you know, that's cool. We can just go try somewhere else. Like, what do you think?
Or the ones that's like, take me home.
Right. I mean, right, because those ladies know exist too.
Right. True.
Actually, I think it all depends on the type of woman, where you met.
Where you met her?
What
if you met her at a gas station?
And
she was getting gas.
Was she pushing?
You wouldn't know how what she's driving.
Hey,
how she talks.
You see Tuffy. You don't know. I mean, Tuffy.
All that goodness is under there. That's what you know what I'm saying. Say.
You know what I mean? If you're going to judge me by my car, then
I'll take you home and fix you a fucking meal that'll blow your fucking
mind. Not on the first date, you ain't.
I got to take you out.
I don't know you like that. I'm not going to your house on the first date.
Women, we don't do that.
You know what?
First of all, is that your finger or your thumb you just used to point at me?
Either one.
Don't come for me.
She ain't sent for you. Don't come for her.
Okay.
I mean, but seriously, yeah.
Okay.
First date. I'm not
right.
going back to your house on the first date.
Okay.
You know, I mean, for a first date. I mean, maybe at the end of the
date,
we can go to your house.
Exactly.
If
where
it work
do you
want to
go for a first date?
Again, I would like for the man to decide.
Football. Be creative. That's my thing. Did you say football?
Football.
No, that's not what he said. The bar.
I could do a bar. I could do a bar. There's some nice bars.
I get a drunk. I give a hot dog.
I don't eat hot dogs.
That ain't what
she receives them. Boom.
It depends on the type of hot dog.
They plump when you cook.
This is the ballpark prank.
Ballpark, right.
This is the Vienna and sausage.
You, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Sir. Yeah.
Oh, that
I mean,
man
yeah.
right there.
Ooh, that's hilarious.
Sound bite wizard.
Right, right. But no, that's a good question, though. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear the feedback.
I hope, yeah. Hopefully.
They will.
Yeah.
Queenie.
Ayo.
Open the window and put up the sign for the Feedback King to jump in on this one.
Feedback King, like we need you.
We call signal. You out. We call you out on the feedback signal. Challenge.
Can you see us from Cali?
look in the clouds and see the big FB. FBK. No doubt. That was two good, two hella topics.
Yeah. Feedback on both.
Two hella, yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Well, I don't want to go.
I know.
You don't want to go home.
I don't want to go. I really don't.
But I don't want to leave. All
right.
But alas.
But I gotta go.
It is time.
I'll be back. It is for.
What are you singing over there?
It is time.
Trey Songz.
Hey, real quick, did anybody see the fight? The Floyd Mayweather?
No. Did not.
Mm-mm. No, neither.
Next.
Oh. All right.
Nope. I did not.
IJS.
All right.
Okay.
Found it. Hey,
sup.
Two fingers.
Let's see. Ooh. Two fingers to new opportunities that are on the horizon job wise. One finger to the shit that went down in my office today.
Oh, shit.
Zoinks.
Two fingers to my fucking Redskins who did the motherfucking thing. RG, man. God damn it. I knew when you started to run from the gate, I said, oh shit. Now, in a way, I was like, oh, okay, he doing his thing now. But then again, you open yourself up.
He did
up to
his
get,
thing.
It seemed like he just fucked himself up sometimes. I don't know. But man, I hope you get better, man. One finger for all the athletes out here, man, that's just doing dumb shit right now. Y'all cut that shit out, man. Y'all know they focusing on us, African Americans, man. Straighten your shit up. Tighten up.
Two fingers to the open communication and getting to know between two people. One finger to I ain't even got no one finger. I don't think I'm beefing with nobody with nothing right now. I don't got that much energy. I got too much shit going on. Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Shit didn't want to come out.
But it's air. It's air. It doesn't stink.
Okay. Oh my god. Stop putting her on blast.
Right.
She's all a lady.
Right. Uh
huh. Honorary lady from what Lavinia and Charnine says. Go ahead.
Boom.
Boom. I put both of y'all and on Facebook. What you gonna say? She be. Oh.
She gonna say something.
Oh!
She told you.
Oh! He owed you up. Oh, she owed you up. Oh! You're all getting old. Oh!
Oh! Oh, you.
Oh, God.
It's all love, though.
Queen, you ain't got no two fingers?
She started off.
Oh, oh, my. Two. I got one finger. One three, finger four. To that silver motherfucking can with that that blue dot, because it ain't a bull no more. That joint is just
wipes out memory.
No bullshit. And this nigga is
lining it up. Yeah, that's how I do.
Two fingers to computer donors. And
good job.
One finger to Ed Iacobozzi.
Oh, again.
Oh, wow.
He's still bringing it home.
Okay. Week two.
Fight.
Did y'all do that email jihad that I asked y'all people? Did you blow the email out? Shut the server down. Ed Iacobozzi. @Iacobozzi@universe.com.
I couldn't even think how to spell all that last name.
Yeah, how about that?
Google it.
No thanks.
There's only one of them niggas.
Next thing you know, FBI be looking for me.
Small no, clan of them niggas out there.
Uh-oh.
Clan being the
clan is the word.
Oh my.
Yes it is. We got to go, y'all.
Yeah.
Speaking of FBI. You know what? One finger to the idiot that spent all of his knowledge and efforts to supposedly hack Apple to give everybody the YouTube album that everybody was getting for free anyone. Anyway. That was a waste of hackability, and you just might go to jail for being the dumbest nigga on earth.
Did you say hackability?
Yes hackability. Okay. That's hackability. Right. Yep. Look at that. All Google right. that, too. It's right next to Yacobozzi.
No, thank you.
We got to get out of here, man. We love you for all you do. We love you for all you say. Oh, one more thing.
No, you ain't try to leave. No, it's like, cut the damn music off.
No, seriously, hold on real quick. This. For the one jackass that took from what I said last week that I'm victim blaming because I gave my own personal thoughts of the reasons why I thought she was staying, talking about Ray Rice's mm-hmm. wife, whatever. Yeah, that's my personal opinion. I'm not victim blaming at all. I just think she's staying around for the wrong reason. That's my personal opinion. I don't know them. You don't know them. Fuck you and fuck them too.
Oh, my.
As always, as we like to say, when we leave IDS.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.